Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and now we get to catch up with a good friend of the show. She's back for a third time with us here on the afternoon show on Hits 96, and every time she comes on, it is a great time. You know her from Mad TV, her numerous stand-up specials, and pretty much every corner of the internet over the last two decades. She's here to celebrate her seventh brand new comedy special, which you can catch now free on YouTube, called Ugly Baby. I'd like to welcome back to the show Angela Johnson-Reyes. How are we doing, Angela?
I'm doing so good. Thank you for having me again.
Of course. Of course. You're always welcome here on Hits 96. We love it when you come on. And I don't know if you remember, because lots of life has happened between now and then, but the last time you were on was back in May of 2023. You were just a few weeks away from having your first child, your daughter, Rosalie. And I know a lot of this new special is about that journey into motherhood and all of that. So tell us, how has being a mom completely changed your life? I can only imagine.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's wild because, first of all, my husband and I always said we did not want kids. Mm-hmm. And then look what he did. Yes. And I became a mom late in life. I had my first and only kid at 41, which, you know, that's wild because all my friends from high school, they had their kids in high school. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So we're on different seasons of life over here. And there's pros and cons to waiting this long to have a baby. Pro, I lived my life. I traveled. I did what I wanted to do. Con, now when I go pick up my daughter from high school, all her friends are going to be like, Rosie, your grandma's here.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I got to deal with that now. I got to deal with it.
Well, that's something interesting that we kind of have in common. So I'm 40 years old and I do not have any children yet. I just turned 40. And obviously, I'm getting married actually next year. Kids are in the future. My fiance, she's about 8 years younger than me, so she's still got a little bit more time than I do. But yeah, becoming that older parent is definitely a thought that has entered my mind all of a sudden. And I'm like, well, that's the cards that life dealt me. So here we go.
Let me tell you what you have to look forward to.
Please.
As an old dad. Okay. First of all, long gone are the days of getting up off the floor without making a sound effect. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
So when you bend over to pick up your kid's toys, it will be accompanied with a sound that's something like, or something like that. Okay.
Right.
And then when you go to put your baby down to sleep and you tried to walk out silently, good luck with your knees not popping. Okay. Good luck with your knees not going off like it's popcorn.
Sure.
Or that bubble wrap, okay, that's going to happen.
Oh, my
goodness. There's a lot of stuff waiting for you, my friend.
Oh,
but just like all my other friends said, it's all worth it, and I'm having the best time.
Excellent. Well, that's great, and I'm happy to hear that, and I'm looking forward to it as well. Like I said, I think I still have a couple years left. I'll have to start working out a little harder, I think, to catch up. But nonetheless, we are ready for sure. Now, I have to ask you, Angela, about this, the title of your new special that people can check out on YouTube. Every parent thinks their baby is beautiful. So how did we come up with a special named Ugly Baby?
All right, here's the thing. People go, surely you're not talking about your own baby, are you? Listen, while I do believe there are some ugly babies out there, and shout out to any parent who could keep 100 out here in these streets and be like, yeah, I had an ugly baby. She came out a little rough. Shout out to all those parents keeping in 100, okay? But there's a lot of people out there blinded by love, and there's some people who think, no, all babies are beautiful.
Mm.
Now, listen, I have my own eyeballs. I've seen babies, and some of them are beautiful. Some of them struggling a little bit. They need some time to grow into their face, and that's okay. Just give them a little time. They will get there,
all right? Fair enough. Yeah.
Now, I'm actually not talking about my own baby. I'm talking about me. I am the ugly baby that I refer to. I look at some of my baby pictures, and I was like, Mom, did you drink alcohol? What is this?
Fair enough. So it's a little bit of a self-reflection moment there that you're having when it comes to the title.
Absolutely. Thank God my baby didn't look like me when I was a baby.
Now, when we talked earlier, like I said, you were just a few weeks away from having your daughter. You were thinking that obviously this transition into motherhood was going to be some type of value to your comedy. You thought you would definitely want to talk about this and all of that. When did you realize that you had an entire hour already going when it comes to this transition to talking about motherhood and all of that? Was it pretty quick?
No,
okay,
not quick at all, because I feel, one, mom brain is a real thing, okay?
Sure.
I can't focus on anything, can't remember anything. I walk into my room and I'm like, why am I here? Why did I come to my room? I literally can't remember until I turn back around, walk back out, and then I'll remember, oh, I went in my room to go grab my hairbrush or whatever it is. Like, my brain is all over the place. Since having a kid, I only had one. I can't even imagine the moms who just had more and more and more kids. Like, my mom had four kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she even still functions. Like, right. This is wild. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'll be honest. I forgot the question you even asked. I just went on a tangent.
Just asking on how you knew at this moment when you were ready, because you wanted to take some time. I can only imagine. Take some time with the child, obviously, and going on. But when did you know that you kind of had an hour of comedy ready to talk about this journey into motherhood, especially being a first-time mom?
While to write material in general, like,
sure.
My hour specials are spaced out by like 3 years, I'd say. I think like nowadays comics are like pumping out specials like every year, or sometimes even multiple specials a year, but that's definitely not the way I write. I take about 3 years to, I take 1 year, maybe a year and a half, to tour in like small comedy clubs, more intimate rooms. I work out material, I work out some thoughts, and I put it all together. Then I'll tour for another year in big theaters, and then I film a special after that. So it takes about anywhere from 2.5-3 years.
Okay, fair enough. And you mentioned mom brain. Was that something that nobody warned you about? Obviously, being a first-time mom a little bit later in life than the usual, we'll say. Was there something, or has there been something that nobody talked about and now you're realizing, why didn't anybody say this? Why didn't anybody tell me this?
Yeah, this mom brain thing is real. It's frustrating. And here's the thing about becoming an old mom is like, is it mom brain or is it perimenopause? I don't know, because my brain is functioning on like one cylinder right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm out here keeping this house alive on one cylinder.
Fair enough. Do you find yourself understanding now different parents throughout the years? It's so easy for us single people and us people that don't have children to be like, it can't be that bad, whatever. Are you now sympathizing a little bit harder?
I wish I could go back in time and like show up differently for my friends and family members that were having kids.
Yeah.
Like, now that I know better, I wish I could go back and do better. You know, like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand what they were going through, you know, but now I'm here and I'm like, I apologize.
Yeah. I sympathize now. I have a lot more empathy, I'm sure, for going all around for everyone. One cool thing to mention about this, to change the topic just a little bit here, Angela, is that you've done obviously numerous specials. This is your 7th comedy special, but this is your directorial debut. What was that experience like? And did you learn anything new about yourself as a comic being now the director?
Oh, yeah. This was a very cool experience. A lot of hard work. When directing yourself in a comedy special, a lot of it happens in pre-production. I went through my whole hour and I picked which shots that I want for which joke. And I communicate that to my producers and my DP. They cover it. And then I sit with the editor and I put it all together. And it took hours. And I'm telling you, I was so nitpicky with every shot.
Yeah.
Everything from like, let's cut from this shot to this shot a millisecond sooner. Like, something's not sitting right. Like, I was so specific with everything about this special. And it was definitely a learning curve. There was things that if I could go back and do differently, I would, now that I know better. But that's this whole journey of motherhood. Now that I know better, I wish I could go back and do better. And that's how I feel about directing too. So the next time I direct my special, I already know what I'm going to do differently. And I've learned so much, and it was a great experience.
Good. Yeah. Part of the process for sure. And I think that's great that you were able to kind of put yourself out there even more and try that. So congratulations on that. And I love that you're putting these specials on YouTube. Your career exploded on YouTube. We've talked about this for numerous times now. Exploded online with starting from the nail salon and going forward to Mad TV and more. Is the thought to going to YouTube, is it still about connecting directly with those fans online? What is it about YouTube that you just enjoy working with?
100%. I get to control everything from the creative to how it looks like to how I get to promote it, who I want to license it out to, everything about it. I get to have a say in, and even to the point of I don't want a paywall. I don't want people to have to pay for it. I want it to be free for everybody to just go on, watch it, share it with your friends and family, and then come out and see me when I come to your town. And that's what I've seen YouTube do for me. Mm-hmm. Is my touring business is growing. I'm getting new fans in every city that I'm going to that are just finding me from YouTube. And it's so accessible, it's worldwide, and it's just such a cool place for creatives to go and create your own stuff and put it out there for people.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it is. It's free, and the accessibility is just absolutely huge for it. It's so easy. YouTube makes it so easy. So I want to remind everyone, we're going to put all the direct links on our website at hits96.com. But you can also just go to YouTube and search Ugly Baby Angela Johnson Reyes. It will pop right up, and you can enjoy the entire special. So funny, so good. And Angela, thank you for calling and telling us a little about it. I know we have a couple minutes left. I thought it'd be kind of fun to do a little bit of a rapid fire thing, talking about motherhood and all of that. I have like 4 or 5 quick questions. First thing that comes to your head, you're just going to throw out the answer. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First thing was the most overrated baby product. What do you think is the most overrated baby product?
The wipey warmer.
Okay. I'm not even sure if I know what that is, but fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What about the most underrated baby product? One that maybe you didn't know was actually very, very important.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. So many things.
Sure.
Listen, here comes mom brain. Like, I can't think of anything. There's so many things, and I just can't think. What if I was like, the wipey warmer. Thank
right,
you.
The wipey
warmer. I loved it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll move on. We'll move on. No problem. What about the last thing that your daughter did to make you laugh?
Dance. She's just the cutest little dancer. She's going to be 3 on Sunday.
Awesome.
And she loves to dance, and she's so sassy when she dances. She moves her little shoulder. She gets into it. She like folds down to the ground. It's amazing.
Awesome. Wonderful. What is harder, Angela, stand-up comedy or getting a toddler to cooperate?
Oh, have you ever tried to get a toddler dressed in the morning when they don't want to? Even if you say you're going somewhere they like we're going to go to the park. Oh, my God. Like, just trying to get a toddler dressed and then put she with as much hair as my daughter have, put a ponytail. Good luck.
There we go. And then final question here. What is tougher? What is a tougher audience? Is it a comedy club or a toddler?
My toddler is very sassy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and say my toddler.
Sure.
Because I can come out. Hey, do you want to go do bubbles outside? Actually, no. All
Fair
right.
enough.
Well, yeah. That was my idea for the day. So.
All right. So toddler, definitely a little bit of a tougher crowd than just making people laugh on stage, at least in your
100%.
Experience. So
100%.
Far. Excellent. Well, thank you. Some rapid fire questions there for you, Angela. We are super excited. Ugly Baby now streaming on YouTube. You can also check out Angela's podcast called Fungela, and it's also Angela.com for upcoming tour dates when you hit the road again. Hopefully you'll be stopping by Chattanooga once you hit that road. Hopefully, Angela, right?
Will do.
Excellent. Thank you so much. For calling in and giving us all of your and sharing your comedy and life with us. We appreciate it so much, Angela. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.